The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, Dame Liz Nicol. I am delighted to speak to you. And I've got to confess, usually I just do podcast interviews in T-shirt and jeans, but this time I'm wearing suit and tie. And the last person I did this for was Sharni. So feel that.
Oh, I feel very, very honoured, Andy. Thank you. Thank you for that. I've got the image now of you.
You've been recognised in this year's King's Honours 2023, and it's really in recognition of your services to netball and sport in general. Announced a few days ago, so have you managed to take it in yet?
Well, the process is that you get a letter about 3 weeks before that. Which is saying that you're being recommended to the King for this honour. And before they do that, they have to know that you're willing to accept, because some people don't accept these honours for their own personal reasons. But it was a real shock when I saw that letter in our letterbox at our front gate. I could see through the window that it said "in confidence." And I could see at the top it said "from a ceremonial officer," so I knew it was something special. So, but when I opened it, I was completely overwhelmed. I stopped doing what I was doing and I went back into the house to sort of show my husband. But it was an amazing, amazing moment, a fantastic honour. Yeah, I feel really privileged.
Some of your achievements in the game: first CEO of England Netball, a position you held for 15 years. You oversaw the integration of Schools Netball Association, set up Netball National Youth Development Programme, Championship Director, Netball 1995 World Cup that was held in Birmingham. Plenty to go on there, but just in general, some of your achievements in netball as a whole, maybe big contributor to the fact?
Oh, undoubtedly. You know, when you receive an honour like this, it's for the journey that you've been on. And I've had so many opportunities. And actually, I have to say thank you to England Netball. It gave me my very first big opportunity to take on a leadership responsibility. And as a CEO, you know, first time around when I was only 28. And, you know, they trusted me with it, and I had great support from the volunteers and the team that I worked with there. So that's why I stayed there for over 15 years. It was nearly 16 years. And and I loved every minute of it. And through being in that senior position, I was able to represent the organisation at a national level in multi-sport environments. So I became familiar with the multi-sport system in the UK, and it was that gave me the confidence to actually apply to join the team at UK Sport way back in 1999, and that 20 years I was at UK Sport was just a phenomenal experience. Uniquely leading up to and through the London Games and beyond. And then full circle back to netball as its president from in 2019, only elected only about 3 days after I'd retired from UK Sport. So the fact that the World Netball family welcomed me back as well was fantastic. It was so brilliant to be working with the massive number of volunteers that we have around our world of over 75 nations across the five regions, I just love working with them all.
We're a couple of weeks away from a Netball World Cup. For every player, it's definitely a key highlight, whether it's your first or definitely the latest in your career to enjoy, really, isn't it?
Oh, it's the biggest event. It's the biggest event for any netball player, for any netball coach, for any netball official. It's the top of the tree. It's the one that everybody wants to be part of, and also for spectators. And for it to be held in Africa, in the continent of Africa, and in Cape Town for the very first time, it's going to be very special indeed. And you know, each World Cup is unique because it reflects the environment that it's presented in. But this is going to be be very special. And on the court, we know that we've got phenomenal athletes, great competition, particularly for those final places. So yeah, we're all looking forward to supporting what will be a fantastic event.
It's Australia next in Sydney. That's going to be special given their anniversary as well. But I suppose I'll put my hand up and say, do you need anybody to join the team for 2 weeks? Because there's money in the kitty.
Sydney in 2027 is going to be fantastic. You know, they're very experienced organisers in Australia, and they'll put on a great event. And in each time, the event has a different flavour, which reflects the nation that it's held in. So the World Cup in Cape Town this summer is going to be very African. Then in Australia, they'll put on a great event as well. And we're looking forward to working with Netball Australia in the years leading up to it.
Realistically, how soon can countries apply for the next World Cup after Australia?
It's pretty soon, actually, this autumn. We're just working on the bidding documentation now. So we do try to get that out ASAP so that there's always an event that's being confirmed.
Bit of a lead in, yeah.
Then we immediately work on the lead into the next one. Yes.
As we know, you've had round about 40 years or so at the highest level in that, and like you put on the little video the other day, it's important to recognize family, friends, and colleagues that have really supported you over those years.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so if I start with my family, when you're committed to national level responsibilities that involve some travel as well, then you are absent quite a lot, if not in body, but often in mind as well. So it's my family have been incredibly, incredibly supportive. And you're only as good as the team that you work with. I've always felt that. And I've worked with a huge number of brilliant individuals across the sporting system throughout my career, and I count many of them as friends, which is fantastic. But I couldn't have, the leader of the team doesn't directly achieve. The leader of the team enables the team to achieve. So, I pay huge credit to those that I've worked with on a voluntary basis and on a professional basis over many, many years.
You've done a World Netball podcast looking at your career in a little bit more detail. That's online at netball.sport. And on a personal level, thank you for everything you continue to do for World Netball.
Yeah, thank you, Andy. I've loved every minute of being back in the world of netball. And let's look forward to a fantastic World Cup in Cape Town this summer.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q, and Sky Glass. Select sport, and we're on the podcasts rail.